We're continuing with the restoration of all things in the second module covering these things. I'd encourage you to let your spirit resonate with truth. There are many things which you're going to discover on this journey that are going to be surprising, going to go beyond what you presently know and understand. But go with your spirit. Don't let your soul impose belief systems, confirmational bias systems. Allow cognitive dissonance to take place. Let your spirit engage with God and allow what God reveals to begin to change what you think. We're all walking with God on this relational journey. We will discover more about Him, more about ourselves, more about what our role is in restoration if we continue to be open to allow the journey to shape and renew our thinking and our minds. We have the Holy Spirit of truth in us and with us as our guide. There's no need to be fearful. He is the Spirit of truth. She is the Spirit of truth. It's like this whole thing, Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life. They're with us and in us. We have our loving Father who's with us and in us to father us in sonship. Let's embrace Father, Son, and Spirit in the perichoresis, the circle of the dance, in that amazing loving relationship. And then let love be what we measure and test everything against. That will keep us safe on this journey, but there will be some surprises, there will be some shocks, there will be some huge challenges to some of our belief systems. Don't hold these things as sacred cows that are not allowed to be slayed. We must be open for deconstruction and renewing of our minds. But if at any point on the journey you don't resonate with something, park it. Don't assume that it's wrong. Don't even assume it's right. But just continue to walk the relationship with God directly to find truth. There are so many things that I don't understand that I now understand, I didn't understand previously. They weren't wrong just because I didn't understand them. They weren't right just because I did understand them. That's what I found. Some of the things I was convinced were true, now I realize were merely man's opinions and ideas. They weren't true at all in relation to the truth. Now we're looking at four streams converging into a mighty river. Mystic sonship, realized eschatology, universal reconciliation, energy frequency healing. And particularly, we're looking at the energy frequency healing in these few sessions. Restoration includes personal wholeness. Energy frequency healing is being restored in this transition period to help us be made whole. And I think that is the key. We need to be whole for creation to be whole, for restoration to take place. Energy and frequency are related to many different ways of healing and many different things, also to do with consciousness and choice and creating and lots of other things. But the future of medicine will be the medicine of frequencies, was what Einstein was purported to have said. So there's something about frequency that we're looking, needing to understand when it comes to healing and wholeness. William Tiller, Stanford University, a professor, said future medicine will be based on controlling energy in the body. So the restoration includes restoring sonship abilities to use energy frequencies, to be an energy frequency, to be entrained or to resonate with the highest frequency, which is God, which is love. And if you have love, joy, and peace, that makes rest, and rest is full enlightenment. That will be the frequencies that we need to bring into being to be. Creation will respond to our being. So in healing, in creating, all of these things are things that we're learning to engage. So our birthright is immortality. Man was created immortal. Sin ushered in mortality. Jesus came to reset the record. Therefore, in his death, we have immortality restored. When we die with him, we're raised with him to immortality, and that is not physical death. That is what he did on the cross, and he died with us, for us, as us, and we died with him. It's already happened. Therefore, immortality still belongs to us now, not just when we die and take on immortality because we physically die. Let's embrace the reality of it. 2 Timothy 1, 9 to 10, great scripture here. According to the power of God, the divine enabling power of God, that's his grace, who has saved us, past tense, he saved everybody, and called us, he's called everyone, with a holy calling, everyone has a destiny, whether they're choosing to fulfill it or not according to our work. So this is not according to what we've done to deserve this or earn it, but according to his own purpose, his creative original intention and purpose, and grace, his divine enabling power, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And Paul uses this terminology, whoever wrote this to Timothy, uses this terminology, and they used it in, the same thing was said in Ephesians, that things have happened before the foundation of the world that now we have received revelation. How? But has now been revealed by the appearing of our Savior, Jesus Christ. He is the one we need to be listening to now. He is, God is speaking to us through Jesus, who has abolished death. He took back the keys of death and Sheol or Hades and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. The good news is not you will be immortal when you die. The good news is you can be immortal now. From God's perspective, you are immortal. But as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. So our thinking needs to be in agreement with what God thinks. And he thinks immortality. Let's start thinking the same way. So crystals are another thing that's used in healing. Now, obviously, crystals are used in lots of different ways by a lot of people who would not be classed as Christians. And so Christians are put off by the reality of people using crystals. And we don't understand that the Bible's full of references to crystals, gemstones, and different things. Ezekiel 28:11, the word of the Lord came to me, son of man, take up a lament concerning the king of Tyre, and say to him, this is what the sovereign Lord says. You were the seal of perfection, full of the wisdom and perfect in beauty. You were in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone adorned you, carnelian, chrysolite, emerald, topaz, onyx, jasper, lapis lazuli, turquoise, beryl. God was explaining how he had created the, we call Satan, Lucifer, whatever you want to call it, the guardian cherub. He anointed him, placed him in the garden, the covering cherub in the garden, in heaven, in Eden, connected to earth. He was the seal of perfection, full of wisdom, perfect in beauty. Every precious stone adorned him. When God created perfection, he adorned it with every precious stone. So here is something that's important to engage. And then when you see the high priest's breastplate, there were 9 stones on the covering cherub's body, representing the 9 fire stones, which is our ascension steps into sonship. On this governmental breastplate, you have 12. So fashion a breastplate for making decisions, the work of skilled hands. So here's something that they're going to use crystals to make decisions. Now, couldn't God just tell them? He's the one who gave them this information. Exodus 28, fashion a breastplate for making decisions, the work of skilled hands. Make it like the ephod of gold, of blue, purple, scarlet yarn, finely twisted linen. It is to be square, a span long and a span wide, folded double. Very specific. Then mount 4 rows of precious stones on it. The first row shall be carnelian, chrysolite, and beryl. The second row shall be turquoise, lapis lazuli, and emerald. The third row, jacinth, agate, amethyst. The fourth row, topaz, onyx, and jasper. So there's 3 more stones here added in. And there's a picture of those different stones that are mentioned. Now, in reality, the breastplate also related to the encampment, because the encampment was also said to be based on the tribes that represented those stones in the breastplate. So they camped in a particular way, in 4 rows of 3 around a square, 4 sides. And then, of course, the New Jerusalem also is talked about as having these crystal foundations. Now, lapis lazuli is a beautiful blue colour, often called sapphire in the Bible in English, but actually the original is lapis lazuli. Some scholars hold that the Ten Commandments were written on lapis lazuli, and actually the sapphire cube is actually a lapis lazuli cube, and one of the thrones of God actually is lapis lazuli. So what are its properties? Well, encourages self-awareness, allows self-expression, reveals inner truth, providing qualities of honesty, compassion, morality to the personality, stimulates objectivity, clarity, encourages creativity. Lapis lazuli assists to confront and speak one's truth and inspires confidence. It bonds relationships, aiding expressions of feelings of emotions. Lapis lazuli boosts the immune system, purifies blood, lowers pressure, cooling, soothing areas of inflammation. So pretty much very interesting. Now, okay, it alleviates insomnia, vertigo, overcomes depression, benefits the respiratory nervous systems, the throat, vocal cords, and thyroid, cleanses organs, bone marrow, and thymus. How do we know all that? How do we use it? Well, this has come from revelation, direct revelation through experience of using these things. God's given revelation, like he's given all sorts of revelation of how to do things. He's given people revelation about how to use certain crystals. Do I have a problem with that? No. Because he's given me revelation about how to do things that aren't in the Bible either. But actually, lapis lazuli is in the Bible, and crystals are very much in the Bible. So how do you do it? Through intentional use of their frequencies. They have a particular frequency that you can use, and you can engage with that frequency and direct that frequency. We can do this by revelation, as God reveals truth that's hidden in his mysteries. There's so much hidden in the mysteries of God for us to discover. Some of them are about using crystals. Friends of mine, Marketplace Ministries, Lindy and Marketplace Ministries, God showed them how to use crystals specifically in a healing modality. Now, I know that they hear the voice of God, so I've got no issue with that. Just because Jesus didn't say, I use this, doesn't mean that we don't do things that he didn't do. So through practice, we can use these crystals as directed and guided by the Holy Spirit and our spirit. Don't be afraid of this. Just because other people use it doesn't mean that it's wrong. Revelation 4:2. At once I was in the spirit, and there before me was a throne in heaven and someone sitting on it. The one who sat there had the appearance of jasper and ruby. A rainbow shone like an emerald. Verse 6, also in front of the throne, there was what looked like a sea of glass, clear as crystal. So in the throne room and around are gemstones and a sea of crystals. Crystals are associated with the foundations of the New Jerusalem. You can read that in Revelation 21. And you can see those different crystals all there mentioned. The foundations of the city walls were decorated with every kind of precious stone. The first foundation was jasper, the second sapphire, the third agate, the fourth emerald, the fifth onyx, sixth ruby, seventh chrysolite, eighth beryl, ninth topaz, tenth turquoise, 11th jacinth, and the 12th amethyst. The 12 gates were 12 pearls, each gate made of a single pearl. Must have been pretty big oysters. The great street of the city was gold, as pure as transparent glass. See, this is figurative language, but it's represented that both in the old and the new, something about crystals is there, which gives us an insight that there's something about it. Gemstones are not just mentioned, but are described as foundations. So there's something important about the revelation of the truth that is carried in it. All throughout the Bible, these things are mentioned. I believe there is some significance in the use of crystals for us as part of our heritage. Let's not reject the things that God is wanting us to use just because some other people are using them in one way or another. Now, Exodus 28:30 mentions mystical objects called Urim and Thummim, which means lights and perfections. God instructed the Hebrew people to include in the breastplate so they may be over Aaron's heart whenever he entered the presence of God, and they were used in communication. Now, we also have crystal bowls. The crystal bowls are being used today quite a lot. They're being used right throughout history. But there are also crystal hand bowls, handheld crystal bowls that you can direct onto a particular area of a person or using a different way. There are mineral-infused crystal bowls infused with different colors. Some of them are clear, some of them are frosted. Some of them have the colors of the minerals that were infused in them because minerals have a particular property and frequency that adds to the crystal. Crystal singing bowls are made from silica sand, which is pure quartz in nature. The sand is dropped into a centrifugal for spinning mold. And at the proper instant, the center of the mold, there's an electrical arc torch that is ignited to several thousand degrees centigrade, which forms these crystals. Crystal singer bowls can be infused with different minerals or crystals for specific purposes. Gold, silver, peridot, platinum, amethyst, coral, emerald, sapphire, titanium, and etc., etc. Each has different properties and purposes, and therefore can be used for specific things, as directed. Singing bowls have been used for centuries for healing and meditation purposes. They create a range of sounds to restore the normal vibrationary frequencies of diseased and out-of-harmony parts of the body, soul, emotions, and mind. And when you are in them and they come around you, it produces a beautiful sound. Hence, you know, I have them here on my desk, and I use them often to produce a sound. And to carry an intention. The healing sound, healing with sound, is believed to be one of the oldest forms of healing known to man and dates back to ancient Greece, even when Pythagoras was the first known person to prescribe music as medicine. Now, it goes back into the ethnic origins of the original nations who were closer to creation and knew that embedded into creation there were frequencies and sounds. And I believe the five oracles of the Father's heart are embedded into creation, and therefore the more ethnic people who are using the pentatonic scale to produce their music are connecting that because it's embedded with God in a creation form. So the pentatonic scale representing the oracles of the Father's heart are there in the musical forms of indigenous people who are connected to the land and therefore connected to creation in different ways, whether they're played through pipes, pan pipes, South America, flutes in North America, different forms in China, different forms of music that are based on a pentatonic scale. And this is the pentatonic scale. A, C, D, E, and G. And that's just one set of five notes that form together in that scale. And you can start anywhere on the scale and produce different sets of notes, but they're all five are connected by the same actual interval that are separating the notes or bringing harmony to the notes. So this stuff is there, and I believe God is giving revelation how to use it. Our entire body, down to our very DNA, is really crystalline in structure, and we each vibrate at our own unique frequency. We're made up of over 70% water. Our cells are filled with fluid, so sound frequency is an amazing tool for healing at a cellular level, because water allows sound to travel through it. So when we're out of rhythm, dis-ease, where we get the word disease from, and disharmony in the body, can manifest. Crystal bowls can work with these imbalances and blockages of our energy channels and help restore balance within the body once more. And there's a root connection to creation and frequency and God's intention. Singing bowls can be used to form sound baths, to surround and immerse people in the intention carried on the sound frequencies, an intention for healing or balance or wholeness. The bowls can be placed on specific parts of the body, and the vibrational frequencies directly goes into the body. Handheld bowls can be alternatively used to focus sound into a particular part, and you can focus them by intention to touch into the DNA, to touch into cells, touch into cell memory, restoring cell memory. I mean, there's so much that is possible as you begin to explore and as the Holy Spirit leads and directs you with revelation. Singing bowls can be used in different ways. So the minor pentatonic scale of the oracles, A, 444, passion, C, 528, burning desire, D, 592, intense joy, E, 665, deep compassion, G, 791, overwhelming love. And these are quite high, these frequencies. But you can set them at a different scale. The key is they're five pentatonic scale notes that work together in that. So I would encourage you to embrace that and just be open to that and allow God to give you revelation of that in that way. So sound and color are both forms of energy which vibrate. And the bowls that I have are colored bowls. So they don't just have the sound of the quartz and the tuning, they're all tuned to 444, but they also have color, and there's something that's connecting that together. As the vibration of sound becomes higher and lighter, the sound is transmuted into color, literally. A normal piano spans a bit more than 7 octaves. There's a lot more when you come and look at sound overall. Hypothetically, we could extend the piano keyboard another 35 to 50 octaves higher. The keys at the higher end would produce colors rather than audible sounds when played. Creation is groaning in B flat, 57 octaves below the lowest B flat on the piano. That sound even comes from black holes, as creation is groaning, looking for our frequency to come and elevate it, to entrain it, to resonate it up to a higher frequency, to restore it back to its original state and position within creation and within connecting with the spiritual realms. There's a lot more to it. So here you have an image of that. You have a very limited scale here in terms of music, and you have a very wide scale when it comes to audio frequencies and then going beyond those frequencies. This is near infrared at one scale, ultraviolet at the other, and you're going to go up to a very, very different scales here, but they're all basically frequency. You have middle C, 5, 2, 4, and you have A tuned to different frequencies. You have the Earth resonance frequency, basically 7.83 hertz. All these things are accessible if you feel led towards it. The crystal bowls emit a sound which is a pure, powerful resonance. The larger bowls are much more reverberant, with the tone lingering longer, simply because of the size and the amount of crystal that they contain. So I have larger bowls and smaller bowls, and they obviously are operating on a different scale, one on E4, and one on E5. So there's more to all this. Now, some of the things when they measure this, they look beautiful when they play the bowls and you see how the sound waves are vibrating and creating amazing patterns that we can begin to measure and see and experience. The bowls can be played with intent in different ways, using different implements and techniques by flowing through the spirit. Allow your spirit to direct. The flow of intent for healing or peace, etc., is released in the same way as we speak words. They're just carried to the person in a way on these frequencies that are designed to touch us in different ways and penetrate the body in different ways. So when I've engaged them, I've also engaged the bowls looking at the different frequencies. I have C, which is red, 264 is measured, D, orange, 300, E, yellow, 336, F, green, 353, G, blue, 402, A, indigo, 444. So they're tuned to the A of 444, but they operate on different frames. Violet, 484, which is a B. So I measured them using a cymatic app on my phone to show you the pictures that they produce when played or dinged. So you can ding them, or you can then rim them and produce a more reverberating sound. And that's what the right hand picture produces when you're playing it like that. And then you've got D orange, E yellow, F green, G blue, A indigo, B violet. So you can see beautiful patterns produced by sound and captured to produce these images through this technology of an app. So then they can relate also to different things. So 7 of them can also relate to the 7 spirits of God. C, red, the spirit of the Lord. So when you engage that, there's something within it can activate the Spirit of the Lord engaging with us. D, orange, wisdom. E, yellow, understanding. F, green, counsel. G, blue, might. A, indigo, knowledge. And B, violet, fear of Lord. Then there is also the 7 redemptive gifts. Red, prophet. Orange, servant. Yellow, teacher. Green, exhorter. Blue, giver. Indigo, ruler. Violet, mercy. God has built these things into creation. He's built groups of things on 7s and 5s different things, and threes and twos and tens and twelves. These biblical numerology is because God is created something mathematically and in a way that we can begin to connect to. And some of these things can give us connection and insight into them. Again, the seven gateways of our soul: red, conscience; orange, imagination; yellow, reason; green, mind or heart; blue, emotions; indigo, will; violet, choice. Again, engage, seek God, and he can take you into so many different layers and levels of revelation that these sounds and these colors can connect with you and you can begin to engage them. So again, remember we talked about memory and our imagination producing something which is the same to our mind as if it was actually happening in the moment. So if you begin to think about the color and the frequency of a bowl, or you think about engaging the Spirit of the Lord, and you imagine engaging the Spirit of the Lord, to your mind, that imagination is just as real because it actually is real. And our mind can't distinguish memory between event. So you can begin to activate through your imagination that triggers the memory and then triggers the event. So you enter through the doorway of your imagination into the experience. And you can therefore use your imagination to trigger experiences and re-experiences and testimony. And then the chakras, the seven energy gates within our being, just like we have a blood system, a nervous system, a lymph system, we have an energy system. Red, C, the root; D, orange, sacral; E, yellow, solar plexus; F, green, heart; G, blue, throat; A, indigo, imagination; B, violet, crown or mind. So all of these again are different ways you can engage. So you can activate your gateways, which are limitless connections to different aspects of creation and the heavenly realms, and to zero point energy and the energy that's there in that in non-local quantum realm. You can activate that through sound and through color, or even just using your imagination to activate it by engaging in that way. And I do it that way. When Nancy Cohen was here in the Restoration of All Things conference, she used sound and she used movement of the body to activate unlimited energy, limitless energy coming from zero point energy in the realm of the spirit. And we can connect and draw that energy too. And we can do all this by using crystal bowls and using our imagination and using the colors connected. Another way of engaging a form of frequency and energy used in healing and health is essential oils. And this is very popular today. And you have aromatherapy and you have all those sort of things, and you have young living oils, and you've got Deutera, and you've got all sorts of different people producing oils because they know that oils carry a high frequency. Here's a quote from Gary Young, who was the founder of Young Living Oils. For a number of years during my clinical practice, I researched the use of electrical energy for the purpose of reversing the disease process. I kept feeling that there had to be a more natural way of increasing a person's electrical frequency, which led to the discovery of the electrical frequency of oils. That's a quote from Dr. Gary Young. Essential oils have the highest frequencies of any measured natural substance. Pure grade essential oils in frequency range from 52 megahertz to 580 megahertz, the latest finding with Idaho Brew Spruce, which seems to be the highest one that they found. A healthy body from head to foot typically has a frequency ranging from 62 to 78 megahertz, while disease begins below 60. So here is a chart saying healthy body 62 to 78, cold and flu 57 to 60, cancer 42, death 25, fresh food carries frequencies of 20 to 27, dried food 15 to 22, dried herbs 15 to 22, canned food naught, processed food naught. Negative thoughts minus 12, positive thoughts plus 10, praying plus 15, smelling coffee minus 8, drinking coffee minus 14, holding a cigarette minus 17, smoking a cigarette minus 23. So you can see things can have an effect on us. Positive essential oils can raise frequency, producing realignment, rebalancing, and raising of energy but don't do the negatives and then try and use oil to compensate for them. Focus on the good, positive things. Think on these things. Focus your thinking and your emotions in the positive. Electromagnetic frequencies of chosen substances. All the oils are charged with healthy, stimulating electricity on a nanovolt range with a megahertz frequency, range of radio waves, millions of cycles per second. And again, it's just giving you an indication of some of the frequencies that come from some of the things we put into our body. Pollutants, toxins decrease the frequency of natural substances. That was done by the Technological Institute of the East State University in Washington. Essential oils all emit a spectrum of frequencies that come from the bonds between elements comprising the molecules and their compounds. Each molecule is a tiny stringed instrument where the bonds between the atoms of carbon, hydrogen, and oxygen act as strings of different pitches, just as a guitar or a harp has several strings of different pitches, each with harmonics and overtones of their own. Dr. David Stewart. And people are discovering these truths. Again, human frequency chart, healthy body, less than 60 megahertz, vulnerable to disease, greater than 62, strong immune system and vitality. And you have all different things on here that give you some insights of the height of the different frequency of essential oils. Rose, over 300. Heliochrysum, over 150. Jasmine, 175. Neroli, 175. Frankincense, around 150 or so. All of these have different ones, down to basil, which is about 50. Now, these frequencies can be used to entrain the body to come higher, or they can be applied to the frequency of the negative things to destroy that frequency. If you apply a resonant frequency with enough force and intent, you can destroy the frequency, which is how Rife machines work. They generate frequencies to destroy the frequency that's causing the problem. So the diseased frequency may have bacteria, viruses operating at a particular frequencies. You could have molds, you can have fungi, you can have all sorts of different things within the body which are lowering frequency, causing disease and sickness, and you can apply direct frequencies to those specific frequencies and destroy them. Then you can then add positive frequencies to raise up and restore the body back into balance and wholeness. How to raise or lower your frequency? It's a diagram here which talks about, hey, the dead flesh stuff, 0 hertz, you know, all the stuff you would eat which really carries no positive frequency. It's not negative, but it's not positive. Then you have processed foods, and then you begin to then come up to foods from the earth, berries, different nuts, different things, dried herbs, raw fruit, vegetables, and then you come up to source more superfoods, they call them, containing a very high level of minerals and life force energy, seaweed, almonds, different things, go-go berries, various things. And then you get up to essential oils, wheatgrass, phytoplankton, chlorophyll, chemical sunlight. That which is harvests the energy of light, and we know God is light, creative light, can be harnessed through the process of photosynthesis and other things to capture that energy within the substance. And of course, leaves are a part of that. Leaves produce health. Now, also emotions also affect the body. And here's a diagram of the frequency of emotions and how they affect us. Shame, 20. Shame will kill you. Guilt, 30 will kill you. Apathy can kill you. And then you've got grief and fear, and then desire, anger, pride, courage. All these things go up to ultimately love, joy, and peace, which together bring enlightenment, which I would call rest. I would call the highest frequency entering rest, which is love, joy, and peace completely together in oneness. So is anyone among you sick? Let them call the elders of the church to pray over them, anoint them with oil. Now, they were anointed for spiritual purposes. Obviously, there's talking about anointing for kings, anointing for prophets, anointing for priests. And they use particular categories of oil made with specific things in the Bible for oil. Now, there are thousands of references to oil or plants that are made into oil in the Bible. So they were anointed here for physical healing, perhaps emotional healing, other areas of healing by oil. Now, they weren't using simple oil, you know, rapeseed oil, whatever, in those days. So what's the real meaning of anointing? To anoint someone with oil. The Hebrew word for anointing means to rub or massage a person with oil. So this was an aromatherapy session, if you like. This was actually massaging people. So this could have been a raindrops therapy, or it could have been a different oil therapy. So this meant using healing oils of the Bible, not vegetable oil. And sometimes, you know, the intent is good. We can still anoint things with oil, and we may not have any of these fancy oils. Use the intent and use your imagination to create that oil with the frequency it needs to activate. So to bless that person on a physical or spiritual basis that we're looking to do, true anointing is another lost art of science. Jesus' feet were anointed with oil several times in the Bible with spikenard. You can see that in Luke 7:36, John 12, 1-8. Jesus had his feet anointed. So there's something about the anointing the feet, which is in the Bible, which they're discovering again today. The essential oils can support wellness. This was well known in biblical times. Levite priests were in charge of diagnosing and healing diseases through prayer and anointing with oils. Essential oils were used by the apostles also. We have in Ezekiel 47 and Revelation 22 about that the leaves are for the healing of the nations, and for the fruit of the trees we're going to bring life. This is from the tree of life. So the fruit will be food and their leaves for medicine. God spoke and the plants came into existence. His breath and life are in the plants. We eat plants for our sustenance and well-being. Leaves are for our medicine. The leaves carry natural frequencies that were created to resonate with and restore our frequency. Now, when we press the leaves, we can get the oil from the leaves. Either through oils or natural supplements, the plants are his gift to us. So eating these natural things are a positive thing. And then we have the issue of feet. And there are connections in our feet to other organs in the body. And this is why when Jesus had his feet massaged, it was affecting his whole being. Raindrop treatment uses this knowledge to engage the body by putting the oil on specific feet parts to touch the body. You cannot put the oil on the liver or the gallbladder or the heart or the stomach or the kidneys or any of those specifics because it's external. But by putting them on these areas of the feet, actually it is touching those areas of our body. The brain, the pineal gland, the pituitary gland, the parathyroid, the thyroid, the adrenal glands, the production of hormones, which can be in and out of balance, can be brought back into balance by applying the right oils to the right place on the feet and massaging the feet in those areas, perhaps. Jesus had his feet massaged and anointed with oil. John 12:3. Mary then took a pound of very costly perfume of pure nard or spikenard and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair, and the house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. There's more to this, I believe, than just what we see on the surface. Jesus also washed his disciples' feet. What was he actually doing? Because it doesn't actually go into the detail, but I believe that Jesus was imparting wholeness to their whole bodies and doing more than just washing the dust off their feet. The feet are significant, as Jesus revealed when washing them and allowed his feet to be anointed with oil. It's also a confirmation. Is it a confirmation that the feet impact the entire body? I believe yes. And people are doing this and using this knowledge today, effectively in bringing healing and wholeness to people's lives. And then you have the limbic system, which is connected to smell and connected to emotions, which are not necessarily penetrated by normal methodology. So there's one part of our brain which has not evolved since the days of the cavemen, the limbic system. In fact, it sounds as though it may have devolved. It is that limbic system. Our ancestors relied heavily on the sense of smell, so the limbic system was well developed. They were very distinctive. They could actually smell the change in the weather and days. And people still can. They sniff the wind and they're saying, ooh, something's coming. The limbic system is often referred to as the old brain, as the structure and composition has not changed from primitive times. This is probably due to the fact that we now choose to use other mechanisms to replace the functioning of the limbic system. Using the sense of smell as a healing tool is extremely powerful, as it bypasses the intellect. It crosses the blood-brain barrier and engages the limbic system, not the conscious mind. So you can be in opposition, but actually the oils can still touch you. Smell can trigger memories that our subconscious cannot hide. One tool that can be used to trigger small memories is essential oils and other flower essences. Our sense of smell is directly connected to the brain. When we inhale, scent molecules travel along the same route, the limbic system, as our behaviors, emotions, mood, and memories. Our eyes, ears, tongue, and sense of touch are all wired so that their messages pass to the brain by the reasoning cortex area of the brain first. They're interpreted. The nose, however, is wired differently. It connects directly with the limbic brain, such as one's response to an aroma is going to be emotional before it can be reasoned. You know, and that is the key. It's before it's reasoned, emotions are engaged. So inhaled oils go directly into our emotional brain and bypass our reasoning center. And here is a diagram explaining that. When it goes up, and you can see it connects to the limbic part of the brain via the olfactory bulb as it goes up through the nasal cavity. And essentially, that's where it can be processed, releases neurochemicals that can be relaxing, stimulating, sedatives, depending on the essential oil used. They have an effect on our being, which is not necessarily cognitive. Therefore, because oils inhaled directly affect the emotional seat in our brains, where traumatic memories are often stored, and in our heart also, because this is a connection to the heart, and because oils can release cellular memories stored wherever in the brain, anywhere in the body, they can be of great value in helping us clear ourselves from unconscious, hidden, emotional patterns of behavior, thinking, trauma, trapped trauma in our bodies. Releasing toxic emotions, releasing trauma can be very effectively done using oils. And there are people like Carrie Browning that I'm also connected with and are friends with. In fact, I'm doing a conference with her in next month. And in that, she uses that in releasing toxic emotions. And she has a whole training course, which my wife has done, to explore how we can do these things to bring us back into wholeness. So these patterns can control our lives, hold us back from the full potential, the full manifestation of our potential, and the ability to walk in our destiny. Consequently, essential oils are fantastic at triggering and releasing emotions when we learn how to work with them, make them work for us. So future medicine will be frequency medicine. So let's use those frequencies. Don't be afraid of this. How do you use essential oils? Well, obviously you have to have them first, and you can buy them through Young Living or Deutera or other sources. You can use memory release oil. One of the mixes is memory release oil. That helps facilitate the revelation that unveils issues that may be hidden or buried. Place a drop of oil on your hand and rub in a clockwise direction. That's how you begin to do it. You can then inhale what you've rubbed. You use clockwise motion because the strands of our DNA that form our cellular intelligence turn in a clockwise manner. So when you use a clockwise motion to apply the oils, the tiny molecules in each drop enter into our body spinning in the same direction as our DNA and can more effectively deliver their amazing benefits. So drop the oils, rub, inhale. As you do it, ask the Holy Spirit, the breath of life, Spirit of Truth, to show you words that have created obstacles, hindrances in your life, memories that are traumatic memories. Recognize the energy that you've released through those words when they're active in you, when you come into agreement with them, how negative they can be, fear, other areas, break the power of those words, destroy the negative energy that you have spoken, that are stored within your memory, and make a choice for a different outcome for the future, ask for a renewal of your mind and apply the truth to break open the old neural pathways in your brain and create new neural pathways linked to the truth rather than the lies that you may believe in. And this is just one area of way of using oils. Now, I'm not an expert. I'm just giving you some insight here. If you want to seek it out, you'll find you can do courses in aromatherapy, raindrops therapy, all the different therapies are out there using these oils beneficially to help people. Now, I know it works because I've seen it work on other people. And when I've actually used oils or smelt oils, or I like some of the citrus oils smells and things, I know if you use them with intent, they can be positive. Now, you can use your own consciousness with intent to do the same thing, but oils stimulate it when your consciousness is not at a level that you can do that without the oils. So I endorse this. I encourage people to seek it. If you feel led towards it, then don't be afraid that this is all weird stuff. It isn't. So again, I just want to give us an exercise where we can come to a place of rest and where we can begin to engage and look at that. So I just encourage you to close your eyes. To enter that place of rest, restoration to your physical being, to your emotions, to your mind, to every area of your being, to come into the highest frequency of love, joy, and peace in rest. Just start to slow down your breathing. Start to slow down thinking of the name of God. Begin to picture the four faces of God, the name of God, Yod, Hey, Vav, Hey. Just let the sound immerse you, bring you to a place of rest. And let's begin to breathe in through your nose, and breathe out, Yod, and breathe in, Hey, and breathe out, Vav, and Hey, and just slow your body, your mind, your soul down to that rhythm of rest and just be still. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Be still. Be still. Be still. Be still. And know that I am God. Be still and know that I am love. 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 Be still and know that I am joy. 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 Be still and know that I am peace. 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 Be still and enter my love, joy, and peace. Be at rest. Be at rest. Be at rest. Be at rest in I am. Just allow that love, joy, and peace to fill you, fill your spirit, to fill your soul, to create an atmosphere of love, joy, and peace, rest around your whole being. And from that safe place, just engage God, perhaps in the garden of your heart, perhaps in His garden, in a place of rest. You can think of an open heaven. You can step into that heavenly realm. You can embrace Jesus and ask Jesus to reveal the Father's heart, the revelation of truth, of energy healing. Jesus, just take each person. Show them what they need to see. Tell them what they need to know. Reveal the truth. You are the way, the truth, and the life. Just let the oracles of your heart be unveiled and be revealed. Passion, burning desire, intense joy, deep compassion, and overwhelming love. Just let your heart engage the oracles of his heart.